Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. It is Friday, and that means Jeff Fitz, the managing editor for Cityview Magazine, joins us, and we get to talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. He knows what to do on account of he works at Cityview. Hey, Jeff. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Hey, Jeff is so excitable, ladies and gentlemen. He just is over the top.
Over the top.
Yeah. So, get a little snow in your neighborhood?
We did.
Good for you.
I haven't even been out yet. I don't even know. I'm working from home today, and I'm not.
You're just not motivated to get out there and shovel.
Get out there. No, I'm not.
Get Emma, get her snow shovel, and send her out there.
Yeah. She wants to get out there.
I'm sure.
She's been yelling at me to get out there, but.
Well, you got other things to do. Amen.
Like, I should have you talk to her.
Emma, your daddy has things to do, like talking to me about stuff.
Right. About stuff to do.
There you go. All right. I suspect you have a list.
It's one of the weakest lists I've ever put together, Michael. I'm really? Not going to lie to you.
But, you know, I was just looking.
There are some nuggets on there.
I was looking. We've been doing this together for 3 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, every Friday for 3 years. And no matter where you are or no matter where I am, we seem to get this thing done.
How about that?
That is a long time.
That's a pretty long run.
Yeah.
It's a good run.
It is a good run.
I still remember walking in there the first time. And
you're going, what the heck am I doing?
Nervous.
Yeah, well.
You know?
And now, look at you.
I wonder
you.
If you still have those first. They're probably up there on the website, huh?
Yeah, the first ones are up there. Yeah, you know. Yeah, but we had to do it very differently.
That's right. We
were working off of one microphone.
Yep.
And, you know, anyway, yeah. So many things have changed. And now, you know, we've got a complete studio that nobody ever comes to because. So, what the heck, you know? Oh, well.
Best laid plans.
That's right. Hey, how's Cityview doing?
Cityview's doing great. Yeah. I'm writing the best of Des Moines right now.
I know you are.
Next month. My biggest job of the year by far, and it's also probably my favorite part of the job. So,
yeah, you get to celebrate the best of with all of these local businesses and services and things. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And you know, writing this thing, you really get to see, you really get immersed in all the neat things Des Moines has to offer.
Right. So. Well, you know, if you've got former people that have already won again, you could just copy and paste those stories.
I wish. You know, sometimes it's a challenge because in some categories, you know, I mean, if you're the best, you're the best, and you get repeat. You know, it's hard sometimes after this is probably my fifth time writing this thing, already coming up with something new.
I can imagine.
To say.
But that's the creative genius in Jeff Fitz. You can take nothing and make something out of it.
Well, kinda, we can.
Kind of like this week's list.
That's right. Now, there are some nuggets on here.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's get going. Let's see here. You know, the Drake women's basketball is playing Saturday.
Okay.
They are playing Indiana State at 3 p.m. at the Knapp Center.
We hate them.
So, yeah. Do we hate them? I don't know if I hate Indiana State.
Of course we do. They're playing Drake. We want Drake to win. Drake women's basketball. I mean, we're going to beat them like an old baseball.
Like a drum.
Yeah, like a drum.
Like a baseball.
I don't know. I didn't have a word, so I just threw baseball over there. Yeah, like a drum. That's it. Yeah.
Should be fun to get out there. Should be easy. You know, should be easy to get in and out.
Knapp Center.
Knapp Center, Central Des Moines. Also, Saturday, theater game night at the Playhouse.
Yeah,
we talked about this last week.
Yeah. So what? Theater game night.
Yeah, if you're missing theater, people, if you're missing theater action, because, you know, COVID has killed live theater by and large.
Right.
Although there have been some shows. But so this is a chance for people that are really into theater to get together and play. It says theater games, create zany scenes.
Zany scenes.
And socialize.
Wow. I mean, is this like a in-person thing?
Yep, in-person.
Wow. Okay.
For people that really need that theater fix. So I guess what it sounds like is you're just doing ad lib theater.
Sure.
On the spot. Probably, you know, not going to be an audience other than the people that show up.
The people that are there, right.
It's just kind of a fun thing.
A theater fix.
This goes on weekly at the Playhouse through end of January on Saturdays. So, also Saturday, Iowa State basketball, not having a good year. But they're taking on number 6 Kansas, and they've kind of had Kansas's number over the years. So,
Kansas.
Might be fun to watch. You never know what could happen.
Peshaw, Kansas. Hate them.
So I got a few TV events here. Iowa State taking on number 6 Kansas.
Yeah.
That's Saturday. Then Iowa basketball Sunday taking on at Northwestern.
Got it.
And then we have the NFL playoffs. So these are the
Would
you rather of those three? What are you going to be tuning in for?
NFL playoffs.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm there. You know,
you have a team.
Green Bay.
Packers.
Yeah, my bride will arm wrestle me on that one because she is a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Oh, it could be the Super Bowl this year.
I know.
If things go according to go to the chalk.
I also watched last week, you know, the Saints and Drew Brees. I mean, these guys are now in their 40s.
Yeah.
And they're playing like they're kids.
Yeah.
And
how do you think they do that, Michael?
They live a different lifestyle than me.
Yeah.
They exercise, eat right, and appear in all kinds of commercials. So they are remunerated very nicely. So
Brady, you know, he's like 43.
Yeah.
He says he does a lot of stretching.
Oh. I do some stretching. Yawning.
You're not getting the same results?
No, I do stretching and yawning from time to time. So, yeah.
I'm just suspicious. That's all.
Okay. All right, NFL playoffs this weekend. Be there.
NFL playoffs. Oh, I'm a Brady fan, and they are my sleeper to win the Super Bowl this year.
There you go.
Heard it here first.
You know, I remember, you know, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, I mean, there was such a hue and cry, and, you know, he didn't start his season off very well, and there was a lot of, a lazy boy coaching out there, you know, sitting in the sidelines saying, oh, well, you know, he's washed up, he's done, and, yeah, well, now look at what's going on.
Yeah. So. He's not done. I mean, he had to learn a new offense, and his receivers were all hurt. And they're getting healthy at the right time. Things are coming together.
NFL playoffs this weekend, kids. Tune it in.
Tune in. Let's see. What else? What's next? How about this?
Yeah.
Speaking of playoffs, Winter Wonder Bags Tournament. At Captain Roy's. And I believe it's outdoors. So get dressed in your warmest gear, it says, and join the fun. It's put on by Des Moines Parks and Rec, along with Captain Roy's. This will be the inaugural Winter Wonder Bags Tournament. It's two divisions, competitive and recreational. So you can, if you just want to mess around, or if you actually want to,
Captain Roy's is just such a, it's just a neat place.
It sounds like it. I've never actually been there. I have read. We've written about it in City View and other people.
It's just a neat place. I mean, it's friendly people. It's right there on the river. The inside is nothing to speak. I mean, it's no architectural.
Didn't they build it so that, because they know they're going to get flooded. So they've built it so that you know, they can vacate it very quickly.
I think so,
and do easy cleanup. You know, it's durable and cleanable. And
so it's a pretty cool place. So Bags Tournament, the Winter Bags Tournament at Captain Roy's. All right.
You need to go to Bags?
No.
No?
No, but I do like the State Farm commercial with Aaron Rodgers. Was it Aaron Rodgers or is it Patrick
Mahomes?
Mahomes, yeah, playing Bags. No, I can't. I don't do that.
I feel like I missed my Bags kind of came along after my peak.
After your playing peak, right?
That's right. I feel like I have a natural talent for it. If the timing had been right, I might start training John up right now.
There you go.
To
get him going.
Complete world Bags domination someday.
Well, there's always horseshoes.
Are you familiar with Todd Marinovich?
I don't believe I am, no.
He's a first-round draft pick of the Oakland Raiders, probably back in 1995-ish.
Yeah.
And his dad, Marv Marinovich, from the time he was born, raised him to be an NFL quarterback.
Really?
That was his entire goal. He had, but when he went to USC, started as a freshman at USC, first true freshman starter at USC in USC history.
Wow.
And he had never eaten at McDonald's.
Really?
Nope.
And, see what you learn here, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of sports trivia on the side.
So I would like to take a page out of Marv Marinovich's book. And,
right. And start training.
He's got to learn to sleep first.
and make sure that he just doesn't get into avocado toast. And then you got it made. You know, shove him some McDonald's, but stay out of avocado toast. I got it.
No, doesn't Brady eat avocado toast?
I think he does, yeah. I'd never had avocado toast until my bride made it one day. It was pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's toast with avocado on it, I think.
I don't see why not. Now, you had the avocado ice cream.
No, I don't know.
That's also Tom Brady.
There you go.
Avocado ice cream and stretching. That's how he does it.
That's it. All right, we got Bags going on. What else?
The Todd Marinovich story is not a happy ending, by the way.
let's leave on a downer, all right? Sorry.
It's probably not the way to go.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Let's see. How about, what's next? How about snowmobiling at Big Creek State Park?
There you go. Yeah, Big Creek State, they've got snowmobile trails, right?
They do. They have, they have 3 to 5 miles of cross-country skiing, mm-hmm. and then they have like a 10-mile snowmobile trail.
Nice.
So hopefully that'll be up and going this weekend.
I'm sure it will be.
All the snow.
That you still have to shovel.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm waiting for it to melt.
See you in January, or July, rather.
Does anyone have a heated driveway? Is that a thing?
You know,
should be.
Yeah. It's an interesting story. Back in the day when I was... in Fort Dodge, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
our company purchased what was then the Old Warden Hotel. It was built back in the 30s, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
It's like seven stories, and our goal was to renovate it and do some neat things with it. Well, when that was built, they put hot water pipes underneath the sidewalk around the building.
Really?
Yes, and so... that would clear off the snow and ice. So it was kind of, it was well.
Did it work?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then I understand, and I may have this incorrect, but I understand that at the Iowa State Capitol, there are some sidewalks there that are heated as well. I hear that. Anyway.
You haven't verified it.
I have not, but I do have a photograph of the Iowa State Capitol after a snowstorm a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they had cleared one path up the western side of the one little path up the western side of the steps. That was it. Everything else was all covered with snow. But hey.
Huh.
Anyway, way off base, but you know, just the little things that you talk about. So, all right, yeah. That's kind of fun. Snowmobiling.
Thursday next week. Sports trivia at the hall.
All right. Well, you should go with the whole story about Milavovic or whatever. You know.
Todd Marinovic.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I wonder how I'd do it, sports trivia.
You probably would be pretty good.
Back in the day, I don't know. Do you get better as you get older or do you get worse?
You get better. You get better. I mean, you've got all of this experience. Sometimes, like yesterday, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on. And so I'm taking little Yofi. You remember Yofi, the one-eared dog?
Yeah.
So I was going outside with my bride to take the other dogs outside, and I got to the door, and I'm holding, mind you, I'm holding Yofi in my arms, and I said to Georgie, I said, "Where's Yofi?" So while I may forget some things, I tell people that the older you get, it's like you pack more into your floppy disk.
Yeah,
and it just kind of gets full, so it takes some time, you know, to regurgitate.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Sports trivia at the hall.
Sports trivia at the hall. Also Thursday, open mic at Teehee's Comedy. There's a chance.
There it is.
All week, all winter through February. Historic dinners at Living History.
Yes. Let's not forget that. What a great opportunity to go out there, and it's so romantic.
Yep.
You know, in the snow and, yeah, in those dinners, Living History Farms.
Fires.
Oh, yeah, fire.
Cook stove.
I'm there, man.
Yeah. Warm, it's homey. It's awesome.
That's it. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Fitz from City View Magazine. That's a wrap on this week's Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for having been with us all week long and also sharing these posts. I know for those of you who are hanging out in Germany and France and Canada and South America that listen to this on a regular basis, you're going, well, what do I want to do in Des Moines, Iowa? But hey, you know, we're just trying to spread the goodness to
spread
everybody.
The goodness.
That's it. All right, that's a wrap for this week. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Bitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.